here now we go to the head coach of the Canucks, Travis Green, at the podium.
Jesus, you guys usually out of the room half an hour ago.
Yeah, well, he can't play for 2 days because he's tired now.
I've been waiting on you guys.
Well, since we saw you in Dallas, obviously the Gaudette deal is done. Have you had a chance to sit down and chat with him and welcome him?
Briefly. I talked to him this morning and talked to him on the phone from Dallas. So it's good to have him here. I know he's excited. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for him the last few days since his season ended. And rightfully so, he's excited.
Any thought with 6 games to go to try to get him in the lineup tonight, or was that never a...
Everything was an option, but we just felt like it's best for him to get in here. I think he felt comfortable that way too, getting to know his teammates a little bit. Get a morning skate, which is usually pretty casual and not overly intense, and he'll get a practice tomorrow and play Thursday.
Do you see using him as a center? Or
I do, yeah. I know he's a smart player. He probably can play any of the three positions, but I'd like to see him at center to start with. But, you know, expectations are we have to make sure that we don't put them too high on this young man and make sure he just finds his way.
Travis, he's also the first wave of young players you're going to have coming over the next year, 2 years. The fans are excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, hockey players are kind of in the moment about these things. Where do you fall out on that?
Well, I'm excited about it. You know, it's good to get him here and get him signed. I know there was some talk about whether he was going to come out or not. I think that was the first step, that he's here. And, you know, now you kind of, it's, we wait and see. See where he's at. I don't want to put extra pressure on this, on a young guy that's coming into the league and, you know, it's been a dream of his to play in the NHL. Let's let him play a game and let's let him see where he ends up by the end of the season. It'll be good for him to get a taste of the league and put the work in over the summer and see where he's at when he comes back. And, you know, he doesn't have to be anything more than himself. And, you know, I've heard people talking about, you know, just like Brock Besser. He's not Brock Besser. He doesn't have to be Brock. He needs to be himself, and we'll see where he's at.
Travis, what about the fact that he's talked a lot about trying to emulate the games of guys like Bergeron and Taves, that he takes a lot of pride in the two-way game? How much do you think that's going to help him make the transition to this level where he's kind of that three-zone guy?
Well, I think it will help him. I think he has an understanding and appreciation of, you know, the important parts of every area of the game. And to make it as a young player, you can't just rely, or there's very few players that rely just on scoring. And, you know, to hear him talk about that it's nice to hear. And I think by talking to him and listening to him, he has a good head on his shoulders. You know, I can tell the coaches that he's had have done a good job with him. And, you know, we'll see where he's at. But I'm, you know, obviously people are excited in Vancouver, rightfully so. And the organization's excited to get him in here.
Can you read anything into a guy who had a career year, but his line mates both signed with their respective NHL teams in the last couple of days, and they had career years, because he said a big part of his game as a middleman is to try to make his wingers better.
Yeah.
So I guess that would probably resonate with you as well. Right?
Yeah, I think he's just an all-around good player. He likes to shoot the puck, too. He's not just a guy that's going to pass the puck. He's got a nose for the net. And what I like is everyone that talks about him talks how driven he is to be a player. And that's really important for young guys, that when they get to this level or they get a chance to play at this level, that they know that there's a lot of work to be put in. And I think he's already got that installed in him.
Leipzig and Gontz are skating this morning.
Yeah.
And Kolser, what's the...
They're both out.
You have an update on Chris Tanev since he's returned home?
Tanev will be done for the year. He sprained his knee and won't be in for the rest of the year.
How about Ben Hutt?
Still hasn't skated. I thought he had the other day, but last minute he couldn't get his foot all the way in.
What does bringing a guy like Gaudette into the locker room do at the end of the season when you guys aren't in the playoffs for the team in the locker room?
That's a good question. I think he's just a young player. There's going to be guys that are excited for him, but it's not a it's not a game changer in the locker room. These guys, this is their job. They're not going to look at Adam Gaudette as he's the second coming. He's just got to come out and play and, you know, see where he's at. So,
Travis, the other end of that spectrum for your group is the Sedin twins. 17 years they've been here. You've played against them. Now you've coached them almost a full season. Have you learned anything new about them that you didn't know as hockey players and as people?
Well, I think everything I've heard about them, what I've learned is true. They're, you know, they've been Hall of Fame players on the ice, and I've said this many times. They are even better people off the ice. They're a joy to coach. They get it. They don't complain. They speak up when they need to, and they're just first class all the way.
Sportsnet 650.